If your claim check says anything you leave at your own risk, can you possibly get damages for lost articles? Well, the court checked out that question. In the case of the churlish check, Charlie Boone with today's Point of Law on WCCO. Johnny Hartford was a happy, excited young man when he got off his plane at the Wagon Falls Airport, finally going to meet the girl he'd been writing to for almost a year. He'd have met her before, but he'd been about 50 pounds overweight, but now he had dropped the excess weight and looked like the dashing quarterback he'd been in high school 8 years before. Of course, his old clothes no longer fit, so he carried two overnight bags with two new suits, new slacks, sport jackets, shirts, and socks. Checked in at the hotel where he had a reservation, left his bags with the clerk. Clerk gave him a claim ticket, which Johnny dropped into his wallet, then grabbed a cab for the home of his young lady. Well, she was everything he had ever dreamed of, and she seemed to feel the same way. It was quite late when he returned to his hotel and asked for his bags. Clerk was gone quite a while, came back and said,
Mr. Hartford, I can't seem to locate them, but maybe the manager put them someplace. Why don't you see him in the morning?
But in the morning, the bags were still missing. The manager called the police. There was an investigation, but no bags. Manager said he hoped Johnny was insured because the claim ticket said anything left was at the owner's risk. Well, Johnny was not insured and insisted on payment. The manager refused to pay. Johnny had his lawyer file suit. The hotel's lawyer told the court Johnny didn't have a case. She said, "We agree there was a contract of storage between Johnny and the hotel. The contract was the claim check, which very plainly says the hotel would not be liable if the stored articles were lost or stolen. Now, by accepting this condition, he gave up whatever legal right he might have had for compensation."
Johnny's attorney said, "Before there's an agreement, there must be a knowledge of what the agreement is. My client had a heavy date, and even if he hadn't, he probably wouldn't have noticed the small print on that little square of cardboard, which is not unusual because most people consider a claim check something to identify baggage and not a declaration of the party's rights. The hotel should pay for Johnny's expensive new clothes."
What should the court do about the churlish check? We'll find out what the court decided in just a moment. If your claim check says anything, you leave at your own risk, can you get damages from lost property? Not in this case, the California Appeals Court said. It's not unusual to print terms of storage on a claims check. A customer has a duty to read and understand these terms. If he doesn't like them, he has the option of refusing them. And that's what Johnny should have done, because he cannot get damages from the hotel for his lost wardrobe. In this particular case in California, it's a point of law on WCCO.